Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, I'm flattered. And I want to tell them in the future, don't wait for me. I just popped on the phone with our line up to New Hampshire with the Browns. And I said, have you guys started the press conference yet? And they said, no, we're waiting for you. Well, don't wait for me. Edna Lane Brown and Randy Weaver and everybody else up there. There's a whole bunch of national media there and local media. Let's go ahead and go to the press conference, guys.
Yeah, Ed Brown. Ed here. Doing, folks. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Edward Lewis of the family or clan of Brown. I am a United States Constitution Ranger, and what you're about to hear this afternoon here is a moment of truth, of absolute fact beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's something that this nation began to pay attention to what's really going on, to expose the criminal element within our administrative areas of government and elsewhere, all working in collusion for the detriment of the American people. As the United States Constitution Ranger, over 13 years ago, we were asked to conduct, so I was not a Constitution Ranger at the time, but as the Un-American Activities Investigations Commission was asked by a Citizens Ad Hoc Committee to investigate criminal element within our administrative government. We've been keeping our mouths shut during that period of time and did just that. By 2 or 3 years later, into the investigation, by around 94, we had decided, my wife and I had with others, that the Internal Revenue Service was the target agency or department to bring to the public's attention as being totally criminal in operating in this nation unlawfully. We did so and spent all these years in our investigation waiting for them to become offensive against us so that we could file suit against them and make it a public issue, because we could not find one single administrative agency, law enforcement agency anywhere, whether it was local, town, city, county, state, or national, to join with us in this investigation, and with the evidence, which was hard evidence, that these people were conducting criminal activity in this nation. So finally, in 2004, the Internal Revenue Service, 28 armed agents, along with the two departments of Lebanon, New Hampshire, officers, there were three observers with a sniper on the hill. There were three other state troopers, two off on the hill with the snipers to protect their backs, with the sniper to protect their backs, to another state trooper across the street in the Powerhouse Mall in West Lebanon, New Hampshire. These 28 armed plus agents were there just to download a computer. They wasn't there to just download a computer, but however, that's what they said they were there for. We said if you had called, could have come at any time, one or two of you, and you would, we would have been happy to oblige and let you download the computer. I said, why all the firepower? Oh, well, we were nervous because we heard you were this or you were that. What nonsense. A bunch of children. From that, we now had the lawsuit that we were required to go against these criminal elements with our administration. We filed suit with Judge Gene Berling in the Superior Court in Grafton County, where the business offices of my wife, and she immediately took this case. Of course, I paid the dues on the filing of the case to the court. And the court then, under Judge Gene Berling again, turned it over to the federal court the same day. The federal court then invited me to come in and to present testimony because they said it was their case now, not the state's case. And I said, I am not able to do so, sir, because you have no jurisdiction in this subject matter. It's a state court case.
Okay.
It's not a federal case.
For stations out there, we're going to skip the break with this live national press conference. We're going to skip the break. Continual coverage here of the ongoing standoff outside of the town where they live in New Hampshire, outside Plainfield. Here it is.
Okay. I'm sorry, I lost where I was. The federal court then dismissed the case after I told them not to enter. My wife and I said we could not enter into that jurisdiction as it was unlawful. Federal jurisdiction, Larry B. Kraft, read it. Crystal clear, just folks, it's on the computer. It'll come up as the first item when you go into search window on the federal jurisdiction, state, or nation. They then turned the federal case over to, the federal case was dismissed 2 weeks later because we wouldn't go or enjoin. They waited about 6 months until May 23rd, and then using trickery with the Lebanon Water Department and the City of Lebanon, the Lebanon Police Department, and the Chief Alexander, then came down and slammed, dunked my wife and myself, arrested us, and brought us in, strip search, had me face the wall, bent over backwards, in front of the camera. It was disgusting things I've ever seen one man do enough. The U.S. Marshals should absolutely be ashamed of themselves. And it's about high time we started paying close attention to the rules of engagement on any situation that these mercenaries do. And I say mercenaries, ladies and gentlemen, because all police officers today in this nation are mercenaries. They are all guns for hire. That is all they do. They will tell you straight out, I'm just working for my pension, and I will do whatever I am told to do under any circumstances. That includes the Defense Institution, Sheriff's Department office, Sheriff Bozo in this case, in Sullivan County, where the home is, the land is here, and, of course, Sheriff Dutile in Grafton County, where the land is there. We're supposed to protect the people in that county. They are the most powerful organizations in the state, even over the governor in that county. And they refuse. Sheriff Bozo told me directly to my face 6 years ago, Mr. Brown, he said, I will absolutely do what the state tells me to do. That man just broke every oath of office that he ever took position. And his position should be terminated. And he should never be allowed to state government again for that. At any rate, none of the law enforcement officers are protecting the citizens in their community. What they're protecting is their own personal and their jobs, their career. Not all of them, though. There's some good officers out there. But the numbers are getting smaller. Hey, Jerry, you know that. It's just the news media. However, this case here, somebody remind me where I just left off. Bottom line, with the Internal Revenue Service, we ask them, show up the law. We will pay what you ask. Since 1994. Since 1994 and to this day, we would still take care of that obligation if they feel it was an obligation and they can prove it is. They'll take care of it immediately. We'll write them out a check. Within 48 hours, we'll get the monies out there in the field and we'll get back to them. They can't do it, folks. There is no law. How many times or how many ways do we have to tell it to you? The news media should know this. You're ashamed of yourselves, folks. Do research. You're not doing it. I'm going to bring on PN Radio, Republic Broadcast Network, John Stadmiller and Michael Harzar.
Okay, John, let's we're coming back from break right here, and for stations that just came back and joined us right now, there's a whole bunch of people up in Plainfield or right outside Plainfield with the Brown family. And it's gotten international attention. That's what we're trying to do so the feds don't go in and kill them. There are a lot of different radio networks and personalities and people that are up there right now. So we're carrying this press conference live, and I'm glad that we had the idea to do this because it has gotten a lot of attention, and now we're told Mr. Brown's going to be on with Diane Sawyer tomorrow. Now, she's totally anti-gun, anti-America. She's counsel on foreign relations that are protect the banking cartel, so it'll probably be rough on them. But Randy's supposed to be on there tomorrow and with the Browns, and at least it'll be live so they can get some truth out, maybe get some websites out to the public to find out what's happening. Let's go back to the press conference.
All set?
Yes, we are all set. In fact, and Ed, listen, you don't have to hold the phone right up to your head and then hear the broadcast we're doing. I'm just advising stations. If you can just set the phone down in front of the press conference or hold it in your hand, it'll pick up the audio, or hold it like a microphone towards who's ever speaking for us. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I'll have to hold that. John Stadmiller from Radio, Republic Broadcast Network. Where is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Which is?
We'll see how this phone works.
That is correct, sir. There is no law. There is no law. How can I put up my word? You looked and looked and looked for, and we're still looking today. There is no law. We'll pause for a moment. Now, sorry, but I want to explain it. Please. My wife can explain it to you much clearer than I
Well, I may have shot us in the foot with that because that phone doesn't have the best microphone. Go ahead and fade them down for a minute. That phone doesn't have the best microphone. And, of course, they've cut their power and their Internet, so we can't do things over a landline. Try that other feed. We have another feed off a computer that's there at the site outside, but it was choppy earlier. How's that other feed going? It's no good, yeah. Yeah, that high-tech stuff, never reliable in the field, at least not today, maybe in a few years. But I just didn't want Ed in front of national television have holding a phone up to his head like he's George Bush getting orders. Yeah, but I guess he was smart to be doing that, so we got all the audio. But c'est la vie. The point is the press is there. It's getting some attention now. Let's fade it back up and see what's happening.
Jerry Peel Jackson, a CPA who works for the IRS. When she went to work for them, she was determined she was going to collect the $50,000 reward that the We the People Foundation has had out for about 12 or 15 years to pay anyone who can show them the law. So as a CPA working in the IRS, she also did a similar investigation, and at the end, she resigned from the IRS because she knew there was no such law, and she and Joe would no longer participate in persecuting Americans in detained and unlawful tax. The tax itself is okay. The code itself is okay, except for the convoluted manner in which it is written.
All right. We're going to continue to carry this, but we'll see if the audio gets better a little bit later. Everything's going great. I said, hey, you don't have to hold it up to your face. I guess I was wrong. But regardless, it isn't even about this show. It's about getting the information out and trying to stop bloodshed and what could trigger a revolution in this country that we're not ready for. We need to fight the info war. We're having big effects there, as Jack McClam has said many times here. But it's beautiful. I mean, there we are forcing the mainstream media to cover this, so they're not just going to kill this family for nothing, even if they do that, God forbid. We're praying that won't happen. Because if they try this, it'll just bring that much more attention to what the Browns were saying, that the IRS collects money for the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and that not one red cent of it goes around the country. And that's Ronald Reagan's own commission in 1981. That's not even us. I mean, it is an absolute fact that private banks have taken over the administrative law courts, set them up for that matter, taken over the government, over 75% of all the tax money you've paid, county, city, federal, school tax, everything, property tax, goes directly into private banks. It was 60% just a decade ago. It's over 75 now. See, they're buying everything up. They've got the wealth. Now they devalued the dollar. They'd already shipped their assets overseas so they can come back and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's the fraud of globalization. And so she's talking about all the IRS agents and top CPAs and Treasury agents that went and looked into it and found out, wow, they didn't ratify the 16th Amendment. And even if they would have, it was for offshore corporations. And wait a minute, this money goes to pay debt on the national debt to private interest, which we didn't have before 1913. And wait, that violates the Constitution. And, well, wait a minute. Let's go back and see if the press conference is any better now.
Was concerned about, because
yeah,
they have stated that they have no concern about the legality of this issue. They're just going to do it this whole. So yeah, sure, that's the word. So which is why, if they're supposed to be law enforcement officers, well, they should be enforcing the law. They're not doing so, which means they're mercenaries. That's all they are. They're paid mercenaries. Yeah, they said a lot of things like that, but they lied.
Excuse me. Danny Lally, 2 weeks ago on Thursday, there were 13 ghillie-suited battle-dressed uniform individuals up in the woods, fired two shots at his head. They would have killed him if he wasn't running and missing a little bit. The shot missed. They ran to the ground, six on each side of the road, jumped up, fired him to the ground. Then they put a big pose in his spot here. They tased him after he was on the ground. This is a rule of engagement for getting information. They intended to come in that day, obviously. If they're going to kill him, they're going to try to kill us. Mm-hmm. The whole question has changed. They have just brought this thing to a new level. Now they plan on things. They plan on doing the same thing for us. They did it with this.
Remember, if they're not stopped at our door, they're not going to be right there.
If you think about, remember, they weren't Ruby Ridge's door. We didn't stop them there, did we? Or Waco, did we? And other people around. Now they're at our door. Then they'll be a threat to us. We can go indefinitely.
Good management. Good management.
It's up to them. It's up to them. They're setting the game. They went to a level further than this. That's their move. We're just sitting here minding our own business. Obeying the law. They wish to break the law and come onto this land. And the paperwork in this land shows clearly what belongs to them. It doesn't belong to us. As does the land in West Lebanon. So I don't know how they think they're going to be able to come in the land and take the size of the land. And it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to get around that. We don't appeal to a criminal organization.
We have not appealed.
I understand. Remember, this organization I'm talking about, if you look up in the records, folks, is Freemasonry. Whether you like it or not, they're everywhere.
Oh, sure. What do you think?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's great places.
They're coming in. If they come in, we're dead. That's it. We will not be arrested. We will not volunteer to go into their prison for a non-crime. We have committed no crime.
So we don't submit.
We need to walk out of here free or we die. That's it.
And we do this for you, folks. Don't forget it.
Sorry, say that again. Well, yeah, they're trying to apply the code, the income tax, to all of us. Most of us here have no liability to pay that tax. You're only liable to pay that tax if you are engaged in alcohol or tobacco activities, certain corporate activities, certain offshore income, that sort of thing.
They know this, ladies and gentlemen. They all know this. This is not the issue of taxes. This is our investigation. This hour is no joke. For the only lawful agency left in, or I should say organization left in this nation, that is here to investigate the sort of thing that can investigate it. Officers of honor, as the United States Constitution Rangers, I'm obligated to protect your guaranteed rights in the Constitution. However, we can go over this for 4 hours and discuss it. I need to bring down Mr. Stadmiller now.
And Mr. Herzog and Randy
Weaver. Thank you.
All right, we are we're about to break, but we'll go ahead and go out with these guys if we're able to get the audio. I know that's choppy. I apologize to stations, but the other higher quality feed that was off wireless internet with a laptop there at the location magically quit working as soon as the press conference started. During the test, it was perfect, but it probably is just the technology. That's what we found it does. We're going to come back from break, and then we will continue with Randy Weaver and his part of the press conference. Then I'm going to get back into the EU, North American Union, how it ties into this immigration bill. This immigration bill, this amnesty bill, this pardon bill is the correct term. This pardon bill is the same thing. All they need is a mechanism to cloak their bring down of the nation. Just like Blair, it's a human rights law. Then you read it, it has nothing to do with that. Again, they name things that are completely different with the wrong names to confuse you, and it works like a charm. Let's go to some of the radio talk show hosts that went up there to cover this. Here it is.
Would be not opposed to having a grand jury, a county grand jury, investigating this, all in the hope that this could be resolved peacefully, no one gets harmed, whether they be in law enforcement or Ed and Elaine Brown or anybody else. I do not cherish this occasion. I am not here for giddy ha-has. I'm not here for fun. This is a very serious situation, and it should be treated as such. And I would urge all of you, when you do your story, no matter what your editors are telling you to do, do what your conscience tells you to do. This is a serious situation, and it's one that Ed and Elaine Brown are not enjoying, I'm not enjoying, and neither of you should be enjoying.
Yeah, that means we'll come back. We skipped the last part. We got to go to this one. You notice what he was saying. That means the reporters are giggling and smirking. I'll tell you a story about a conversation I have with one of these reporters later in the show if I have time, and Aaron Russo. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Weaver is supposed to come up here sometime. That should be in a few minutes. Get his comments, but he's soft-spoken. We may not even be able to, with this makeshift microphone up to Plainfield, New Hampshire, be able to hear him. So we may just have to get the video of it later and play it. But there's a lot of press there. That's what I wanted. And so I want to thank all of you that called the media and got him up there so that we can bring some national attention, A, to the Browns so they don't get killed, B, so the dumb Fed mercenaries who don't even know who they work for don't get killed, and C, to expose the fact that the IRS does collect money for a private New World Order operation. And that's just a fact. Believe me, I heard this stuff 15 years ago. I didn't believe it, folks. I went and looked it up. And it's all true. And it's worse than even we can describe. I mean, the entire financial architecture is a fraud. But let's go back to the press conference.
Filing a tax return and having them audit you and come up with any discrepancy in your return, they can charge you with a felony. Okay? They do this deliberately. And in my experience, my personal experience, I have been trying to negotiate diplomatically with the Internal Revenue Service for nigh on 12 years, and you cannot win with these people. And further research that I've done shows me why. I don't have enough time today to go and tell you what exactly how they do this, but the entire currency system that we use today is a fiat currency system. This United States of America filed bankruptcy in 1933. For those of you out there that are old enough and you look at your dollar bill, it used to say gold certificate. That gold certificate was replaced by silver certificate. That silver certificate was replaced in, I believe, 1971 by what is called a Federal Reserve note. The only backing of that note is what your belief is that that note is worth. This is by design. They have done this deliberately. And this taxation that they allegedly put on you, if you have any doubt about what I'm telling you today, go read the IRS's own packet for filing a return and look under their Privacy Act. And they will tell you in that notice, it's a Miranda warning that tells you that you are you're responsible to pay any tax that you are liable for, period. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I went to grammar school. I know how to read and I know how to write. The reason that they put that sentence in there that's liable for, period, is because it makes a lot more, it instills a lot more fear into people than to say it for which you are liable. Because that statement makes people think, well, gee, am I liable? Am I not liable? But the statement liable for says, ooh, my gosh, I must be liable. Read that statement. The United States government wrote that statement. They don't even know how to. They don't even know how to use proper grammar and do it, but they do it by design. Okay, these people, these good people that are sitting here, Randy Weaver that was sitting on Ruby Ridge 15 years ago. What we came up here to do, I brought John Stadtmiller brought Randy Weaver up here in the hopes of averting what could possibly be another Ruby Ridge. The only thing that these people are guilty of is asking the IRS repeatedly. I don't even know how many times, but I know it's at least 20. Show me the law. Ed Schultz has asked, show me the law. All of this could be averted. It could have been averted years ago if there was a law. Why would we go to this expense? Why are all these people here today? If they would come out and say, here's the law right here, this is why you have to pay, they wouldn't be wasting our time right now, okay? They won't because they can't, because there isn't. That's all I have to say. Any questions?
And you can't hear the questions very well, the questions from the press, but we're going to go to break here in a moment, come back, and perhaps Randy will then be speaking at the press conference. And again, I really want to thank Randy for going up there. We had him on last week, and he'd been batting around the idea of going up, and he committed to go up, and we really appreciate Randy Weaver for doing that. And this is what happened, national attention, now on it, and set to be on Diane Sawyer tomorrow, and more people will Google the fact that the tax is voluntary. Now, it was only voluntary when they set it up in 1913. Now, by possession being nine-tenths of the law, by custom, it is, under common law, under the law of enforcement, a quasi-law. It has some force. And this is very complex. You have to study common law. You have to study Mosaic law to understand this. But just like you would think it would be illegal for the British in 1820 to just pull up to ships, whether they be Armenian or American, didn't matter, or French, and just grab everybody off at gunpoint and make them come be slaves. But under admiralty law, the Crown claimed it had that law, and it enforced it. And so under their criminal enforcement, under the barrel of the gun law, as Mao Zedong said, they could do it. Law of the jungle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief.
John is arguing with the combative reporters right now. Let's go back to the feed. Looks like we may have gotten a better feed. We'll have in a few minutes. Here it is. Yeah, go ahead and fade it down. Try to get that other feed and see if what happens with that. But continuing here, shifting back into the other news, the United States is dying right now. I don't say that figuratively. The Federal Reserve taken over in 1913 was just a beachhead. 33 was the feds declaring martial law and that we were bankrupt. But that was, again, setting up state police, setting up the beachhead, domesticating the American people, getting us on welfare, getting us with an ID number. Always expanding their power, always getting greater control. This isn't like Russia, where people had always been slaves, so they could just take over overnight. This isn't like Nazi Germany, where Germans had been trained to be very subservient and under their local kings. Had something like 18 different kings, different little sub, you know, counties with different kings over them. No, this was the United States, ladies and gentlemen, where all the rebels, all the criminals, all the riffraff got shipped. And people weren't going to put up with it. So it was a slow process. The amnesty immigration bill... The legalization of 30-plus million predominantly very nationalistic anti-U.S. Mexicans who are here to blow out the states further, who are going bankrupt now. It's to increase the welfare there. It is to balkanize the nation further. But more importantly, it's the guest worker program for the North American Union ID card. That's what's built into there. And then U.S. citizens, Canadian and Mexican citizens to have jobs are going to have government-approved ID cards to have any jobs. See, this is for citizens. Then the illegals, it's selectively enforced. They don't have to have it. Homeland Security's announced the illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to get bank accounts. That just came out a few months ago. They said, no, they don't have to have them. No, we as citizens do. The illegals get more tuition than citizens. The illegals get Social Security. The illegals get $35 fines instead of going to jail for drunk driving. This is what's happening. We do have a Channel 9 live feed. Are you ready with it? Let's go ahead and go to that.
Either quiet it down or answer the question. Now I'm asking you, do you want slavery? Then you will not pay, sir. Then only, sir, I don't do legal, sir. I do lawful. Legal due process is okay so long as it's lawful. But if it's not lawful, sir, throw it out. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law. No court is bound to enforce it. Sir, be quiet, please. This, you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer. Okay? You're rather rude here, sir. You're getting me upset. So you'd be asked to leave if you can't. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay.
There's enough time.
Ed, it's an assumed liability, sir.
It is an assumed liability.
Yes, sir. Sir, let me just say this. In everything that you will read in the Internal Revenue Service Code, the clever legal verbiage that is well written, okay, by some really, really smart people, it's all an assumed liability. Let me ask you a quick question, okay? You file a tax return, I'm certain of that, okay? Who told you you had to file?
Tax comes in the mail.
Right, but who told you you had to file? When you first filed a tax return, who told you that you have to file that? Was it your father? Was it your barber? Was it your accountant? Who was it?
But who told you you had to get a driver's
license? Excuse me. You're answering my question with a question. I'm asking.
The tax comes in the mail, I fill it out.
When you first. Okay. All right. That's a federal. I'm saying
where's
that
Randy
the
Weaver?
Tax is constitutional.
We need to get Randy Weaver in there.
But it's an assumed liability. You are assuming you're liable by the propaganda that they put out. Okay.
This is a technical error that government would like.
No, it's not. Oh no, it's no technical error. Oh, they've done this by design, sir, because to do so would violate the Constitution. That's why they had to make it an assumed liability. That's why. Okay.
They're trying to understand your position.
Sure. Yeah. Next question. Yeah, quick question. Then I want to introduce my friend.
Earlier, Hidden Lane referred to civil organizations. I think, were you saying that the court system is a civil organization? I thought
that is correct.
Okay.
The court system falls under Freemasonry. If you look on the Inns of Court in Black's Law Dictionary, you will see the answer.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, I'm going to introduce Randy Weaver. Okay? Where'd he go?
A minute or two.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can we ask Ed
Lane a few more questions? Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to bow out of this now and take a breath and say, Kus Prabha.
As soon as Randy comes back, though, I'm going to cut it too. Go ahead, move on, sir.
We can forget about this debate as to whether or not it's law. Speaking, you have many representatives of the press here. Can you speak to our viewers, our listeners, our readers? The vast majority of folks do, in fact, pay their taxes.
Sir, there you go again. Well, who do you work for? What federal agency do you work for, sir? Okay, that's a good spin. That's a good spin, sir. But let me tell you something, sir. I pay all, and my wife pays all lawful taxes. We paid, the last year we gave to the IRS, donated to the IRS unlawfully by our standards, we gave $137,000, sir. The president made more money than we did, but he paid less taxes. That's why we began to question, look at the IRS as a possible criminal element in government to expose. Okay? And Randy Weaver is now back, ladies and gentlemen. He'll take the podium now.
I want to thank you all for coming out here. You're really at the wrong spot. You should be down at the IRS commissioner's office and asking him why all this is going on. Ask him to show you the law that's required you to pay this federal income tax. He won't be able to do it, the closest thing he'll come to is to say, well, you have to pay it because we've shown that through the courts. They say you have to. When you have a government that enforces non-law passed by your Congress, you're run by a king, and it usually ends up very tyrannical. Where are we at now? George Bush says he don't care what Congress says. He's the king. He's the president. He can do what he wants. George Bush does not represent me at all. He's a criminal. What he is, he should be indicted for war crimes. My grandpa Harvey Weaver one time said government just like a garden. It needs to be weeded every now and then. You want to know why he said that? I didn't know for a while, but I've figured it out since. This lady here was my wife of almost 20 years. She was a very intelligent lady. The best mother I knew, the best wife I knew. Homeschooled her children. And my oldest daughter, one example, I won't go through all of them. One example, my oldest daughter, we thought she taught her through the eighth grade. When I went to jail and they sent my daughters back to Iowa, they put Sarah in the 11th grade in high school. She hadn't been to school for a couple of years, so we thought she was done. Went into 11th grade and graduated with 3 scholarships. The other kids are just as good. I'm not going to go through all that. Very sweet lady. And when they shot her, she was holding... Now, this baby here was that was my oldest daughter. That's a picture of my wife holding my oldest daughter, Sarah, who is now 31. But she was holding my youngest daughter, Alicia, just about the same way. When they shot my wife through the head, Alicia was right here. And when I picked her up from underneath my wife's body, she had jawbone, glass from the window pane, and blood all over. I thought she was wounded or dying too. That's one reason we need to weed the government now and then, because they take orders to enforce non-laws. These people are here under non-laws, and we were too. I was originally on a gun law, but the U.S. Marshals were up there to get me on a failure to appear. I got paperwork I can show you. I had the wrong court date. By the time they claimed I was a wild, crazy man up in the mountains, and the U.S. Marshal's going to come get their man, that's the last straw. I got mad. And my wife was mad, and my kids were standing behind me. And we said, this is it. We ain't going to deal with you no more. What makes people willing to put their lives on the line? They'll take so much BS from the so-called government, the de facto government, and then they just say, back off. And this is just what's happening right here. I ain't afraid to die no more. I'm kind of curious about the next life, and I'm an atheist. My son Sam, this picture, he was 11 years old. He died 3 years later. U.S. Marshal shot his dog, a yellow Labrador, when the dog was running home. They autopsied the dog, which some U.S. Marshals didn't realize they would do. They wouldn't mess with the dog there. His story was the dog was attacking him. Well, apparently in North Idaho, yellow Labradors, they attack running backwards because he was shot right up the rear end to come out his spine here and went through his right ear. He was running up the road toward home. He'd already passed these goons. But their job that day on our property was to kill this dog because he had a big mouth, kind of like me, I guess. And they wanted to silence him. Sam said, you shot Stryker. Yeah, SOB. I'll give you the exact words. Well, I'm going to abbreviate it. And he fired 2 rounds in this undercover camouflaged U.S. Marshal's direction that he just saw shoot his dog, and he turned to run for home. Another marshal who's from Boston, Mass., not too far from here, he shot this little fella in the right arm, about blew his arm off the elbow. Sam yelled, oh, shit. Now, I'm telling you what my friend Kevin Harris and his stepbrother, he was there to witness this. He said, Sam yelled, oh, shit. Come on, Kevin. The U.S. Marshals were shooting at Kevin at the same time. Sam had shot these 2 rounds at the U.S. Marshals. Kevin fired 3 in their direction while he was being shot at. So there's 5 rounds fired between my sons. They fired a total of 14 rounds. They didn't hit Kevin, but Kevin heard it when they hit Sam in the back. It's like, he said, it sounded like when somebody punched you in the back real hard, takes the wind out of you. Well, later on, it had blown his heart right out. When I picked him up off the ground dead, chunks of meat was falling out of his mouth. His little eyeballs were halfway open and rolled back. And the whites, you don't forget that stuff.
This is coverage of the what they're calling the showdown with the Browns on local news there. This is a live feed. I think Randy Weaver has broken down.
After they shot Sam, a U.S. Marshal was shot and killed, and I honestly believe in my heart they have never proved otherwise. It was friendly fire. They can't admit that. They won't admit that. That's even, think how much worse that is than blaming it on one of us. They blamed his death on my stepson. Said my stepson did it. Well, he'd come out in court. He didn't do it. They even showed one of his own, his men's, they showed his backpack, and it had one bullet hole going through it sideways and proved that that came from that silent submachine gun from the guy behind him who was supposed to have killed the dog with that to start with when we weren't present. This is why I'm here. Because if this gets out of control, this is going to happen here. It's happened many times throughout history. Right in this country, you don't hear about it most of the time. I'd rather die on my feet right here with the people like this, good American people, than live on my knees anymore under this de facto government that'll lie to you, steal from you, murder you, make you commit suicide. This is serious stuff. Bring it on. Yes, sir.
Two-part question. Do you think this situation is one of the same things what happened at Moving Ridge? The first part. Second part of the question, what advice are you giving the Browns?
Real similar situation. Conviction of a non-law. There's different parts of it. I had a failure to appear deal. That was another part of the story. But these people have been convicted of a non-law. It's like he said, the judge appealed for him. Why would he do that? I say it's a trick him to get him back in court where they ain't going to let him go this time. They ain't going to release him because he's failed to appear once or whatever. I don't know what it is, but they were in court. They were railroaded. You know, these judges, have you ever heard of anyone going to prison unlawfully? The prosecutor and the judge knew the guy was innocent and they stuck him there anyway? What the hell's wrong with these people? Where's their heart?
What advice, if anything, have you given the Browns?
The Browns here are smart enough to figure their own thing out, and they already have. I'm not going to tell them they should do this, they shouldn't do that. I know the situation they're in now and where they're at mentally, and I support them 100%. And, you know, after you get so angry, you overcome your fear, and that's where we're at here, I guess. But we're, being an atheist, I'm praying for a miracle that some common sense will prevail. And I hope the American people can see how they have been buffaloed and stomped in the dirt. And these people that do this and enforce it, the IRS, you see, they'll say, you have to do this. Oh, he didn't do it. So what do? They don't come out and enforce it. No, they take their U.S. Marshals. Go get these guys, and these U.S. Marshals, they'll do it because they're paid pretty good money, and they don't understand that really these people are in the right and the IRS in the wrong. And you know what? The IRS, if they get thrown under the bus and killed like Deegan up there at Ruby Ridge, they don't care. They just replace him with another one.
What do you think it is with the situation to escalate to the point that you fear? Would it be a
take
on government's part?
Of course. It's strictly self-defense from this side, honey.
Right, but from the offensive part, what do you think it is that would push them to the point that you fear?
What would push them to the point that we would fear?
As of now, they're there.
I don't fear anything right now. I don't fear them. I'm not afraid, honey. I'm actually curious about the next life. You see, I don't pay my tithes to the church because I don't believe in Jesus either. And I ain't paying my tithes to the U.S. government because I ain't afraid of them either. We'll put it that way. You see, governments and religion go hand in hand. You always have throughout history. Religion was invented to control the masses, and they go like this to the government. You know, to a religious person, they say religion is necessary. To the non-religious atheist, I say it's useless. To the king, he says it's useful.
Mr. Weaver, have you come just out of a sense of solidarity? Because you said you know these people have been through, because you've been through yourself. Do you see yourself here also as some sort of hopefully a mediator, negotiator?
Both. You got it. You say it better than I can.
Can you talk about that?
Sure.
Do you feel mediator, negotiator?
Well, the mediation part is, I guess, mostly trying to educate people that are just taking orders. You know, the old, I'm just doing taking orders. That isn't going to cut it here. I don't care. You're just taking orders and want to come and cause a problem here. You're gonna have it.
We'll be right back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend.
All right, bottom line, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com. We got links where you can actually watch and listen to the press conference. Also up on JonesReport.com. Randy's making a lot of points about the Founding Fathers being the first tax protesters. That was a 3% tax. He made that point. We're going to go back and finish up some of his press conference right now. But I do want to tell you about Researched Herbs. ResearchedHerbs.com is the website, 1-800-845-3841. is the phone number. They got a whole bunch of well-documented, researched herbs, minerals, vitamins, highest quality, great patriots. Live 52 is one of their best-selling products, and it's the best-selling liver support formula herbal in the world, period. It is endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. Learn about it all on their website. It is an herbal registered drug, number 45 countries, and it's a great liver detox. It's all natural. Check it out at researchedherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841, researchedherbs.com. And Wednesday night from 7 to 9 o'clock at Brave New Books off the drag, down by the university, right at the end of the drag on the south side, researched. We're going to have a lot of key information there and play a few minutes, like 10 minutes of Endgame, and then sign books and give a speech and things like that. I look forward to seeing everybody out there. It's always great. And the next time, a show over an hour of Endgame and the new stuff from the new terror storm at Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. So be sure and join us for that. And if you want any of the books and videos that I produced or written or carry, they're all at InfoWars.com. And we also, you can now pre-order, it'll be out next month, you can pre-order, so ship to you first, Terror Storm, the final cut, the special edition, just absolutely amazing. It's available right now at InfoWars.com, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. We're just going to go out with the press conference from outside Plainfield, New Hampshire, with Randy Weaver. Here it is.
50 nations, separate countries unto themselves, are operating under a statutory law, which is now nothing more than admiralty law used on the land. This is a nation under God, one nation unified of the 50 Union states, under the common law, under the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's what we were guaranteed, as Ben from Jim Franklin said in Philadelphia when he came out, when a lady asked him, "Well, Mr. Franklin, what have you given us, sir?" "Madam, we have given you a republic, if you can keep it." These people, these Freemasons, now have changed. The Freemasonry organization have now taken over this nation. They are in the military. They are in the banking. They are in the educational section. They are in the pharmaceutical private industry. They are a corporation. So insidious. They are now conducting sedition. Huge. And they have been for the 40, 60 years that we know for sure of record. To take over this nation and all nations of this planet. Believe it or not, no matter how profound it may sound, it is an absolute fact of record. What is wrong with you? Where are, show me one amongst you that is a good investigative journalist, because I don't see any. In 13 years, I haven't seen one of you appear. All I see is a bunch of order takers. Get the sensationalist story. You spend more time on the Hilton ladies than you do on serious subject matters. You should be ashamed of yourselves. A nation's coming apart. They're all around you, and you do what? Nothing. People died in the last century. Over 200 million that we can count of. Blacks, whites, Asian. And guess what? They were all Christians. Isn't that interesting? Mostly all Christians murdered by these same Freemasonry people. In World War II, World War I, and other wars, including Iraq. Now
all
the
right.
Muslims again.
We're out of time. I'll have to tell you tomorrow about one of those reporters I talked to. She's like, "Oh, the cops got a lie. They were running a raid on them. Yeah, they got a lie. Oh, that's just how it is." And they repeat whatever the police tell them. That's not freedom. God bless you all. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com of each day's show. God bless. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.